Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
Hello, it's Colson here. Now, you're about to listen to this week's episode of On The Sofa, but before you do so, I need a massive favour from you, and that favour is simply following or subscribing to the podcast on whatever platform you are listening to us on. When you do that, it's simple. All you have to do is you press the button and it downloads the episodes of the podcast automatically. It sends you a notification every time we release an episode, and it helps us grow the podcast. We cannot express how much we appreciate all of your support. Now you've done the favor, simply sit back, relax, and enjoy this week's episode of On The Sofa with me, Jack, and Ben. Hello and welcome to On The Sofa with Colson, Jack, and Ben. Coming up on today's episode,
I've had one Nando's delivery. I've eaten in Nando's once. And
the border's got broken.
But I did.
You basically had a Nando's once a week.
And in part two of On The Sofa, today we're talking all things the new film that has just come out onto Netflix. It's The Killer. But first, lads, what have we all been up to this week? What has been going on? Now, I guess the biggie is we're officially in December.
Yes, we are.
It is officially the time.
The Christmas. I feel as though for a lot of people, it started earlier.
It gets earlier and earlier.
It does. I think a lot of people...
That's a load of shit. Yeah. 24th of December is when it kicks off. The 24th is when you wrap the presents quickly. 25th, you're on. 26th, we're done.
I know.
I'm not doing the month before the month after.
I know people that had their decorations up mid-November.
I know people who had them in October.
No, you don't.
Yes, I do.
Who? Name and shame.
Our press officer's best friend.
Did he?
Yeah,
did he have him up in? Are you still on his Christmas tree?
Yes, I am. I'm a bauble on his Christmas tree.
So he goes October.
October, which is a new name. I like to go back to the Latin, which is October. That's way too early. It's 12 days of Christmas.
Yeah.
I like to put mine up in June.
Personally,
I don't take them down.
The first of December.
That's where I always sort of stood. December's the month for Christmas.
Yeah.
And then as soon as like New Year's done, after New Year, beginning of Jan, get it down.
But today's the 7th, yeah? And I would say, if I go, have you got your Christmas decorations up yet? And you go, no. I think that's acceptable. I think if we get to next week, I'm saying, oh, you're leaving it a bit late, aren't you?
Leaving it for late for what, though? It's made up. He didn't exist, Father Christmas.
Whoa, easy.
I'm breaking it to the audience now.
We're not a conspiracy podcast. We're a film podcast.
But I think that's a bit strange. Well, it's all made up.
But everything's made up.
Yeah, but it's like there's a rule to something that's made up.
Well, Ben.
Oh, you've gone a bit late there.
He'll know.
You'll get a shit present.
Someone you know very well put his tree up in the middle of November.
Who?
Jack.
Wasn't me. But the trimmings were up in November. Right. Now, the thing is with trimmings.
What?
Trimmings up.
What's trimmings?
Is that not what you call them?
No,
Christmas trimmings.
Decorations.
You call them decorations.
You call Christmas them trimmings.
Christmas trimmings. What,
like, isn't that to like, do with the food? Like, isn't that yeah. to do turkey trimmings? And
so
stuff?
You put like pigs in blankets and stuff.
No,
up,
no, we've
on,
just
around around
said
house.
Christmas trimmings.
All the trimmings.
Are they not? Yeah, they're not called
Christmas decks.
No, I think that's only to do with food. I've
Christmas.
Only ever
all the trimmings is food wise. Are you
yeah.
putting food on your wall?
No, yeah.
In mid November.
No.
So hold on. Has trees gone up?
Trees up, everything's up, right? But I didn't get involved in it this year because
Scrooge.
Not only because A, I wasn't there, and B, I like to put the trimmings up. I've always called them trimmings. I'd like to put the trimmings up fast, just get them up.
Yeah.
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 Right. Okay. We've got half an hour or so. Let's try and get them up.
How many have you got?
But she will spend. Oh, like okay, we're gonna put the decorations up then. So let's hoover for the first 3 days, like around where the trimmings are going to go.
Surely you hoover after?
No, you hoover before, apparently.
Real or fake?
Fake, always fake. Real shit.
You go fake tree?
Fake, always.
Fake trimmings, fake tree.
Fake trimmings, fake tree, and you spray it with Christmas smell.
Ooh. Here's one for you.
That's good.
Myself. 25 years old, single, live away from my family.
Not a chance. Not a chance.
Do I have to get a tree?
No.
I never, ever put a tree up until I had kids. Never. Never existed. If someone said to me, you're going to get a tree, I'd go, what for?
Yeah.
I'll watch everyone else's.
I've looked.
I'll open my curtains.
I can get a Lego Christmas tree for 70 quid.
What?
Yeah. Oh, he keeps doing this. He buys Lego plants, doesn't he?
How big's the Christmas tree for 70 quid?
Tiny.
Like,
nah, I think it's...
Six foot.
It's not going to be big, is it? But it's a display piece.
It's a display piece.
He's going to do that.
Hey, do I do
that's
that?
That's exactly hey. What he's going to do.
You want to come and back then, and see my Lego?
And then I don't need to do a...
You don't need to do a tree anyway.
But then my neighbours, I think, will put up lights and stuff on the houses and I feel a bit like...
Another thing that happened while the trimmings were going up, a lot of flies were buzzing round.
For the food?
No, right?
Fruit flies.
The trimming food.
Well, we were thinking, where are
fruit
these...
Fruit flies, they've gone, by the way, haven't they?
Yeah, fruit flies.
Have you noticed?
It's winter,
they've
cold.
Just gone.
Yeah, but
cold.
They do.
Good.
But
bastards.
House
good
flies,
riddance.
What are they doing? Why have we got flies?
See, I've not had any flies for
Have you had flies?
But we get all sorts. We right. get all sorts.
He gets ticks.
One, it's a tropical climate down there. So you're dealing in a very, very different
still
thing.
Still in shorts, aren't you?
Yeah. I still wear my sunglasses down south. So the climate's different. So we've got all types of insects. So up here, they shouldn't be there.
No.
Unless they've come from the south.
Well, something's I was thinking, died. What? But what died?
The
Cast
rat.
Your mind back.
The rat.
The rat. In the wall.
Oh, no.
So what I think it's been about, what's it been about? Four, five, 6 months? Do you remember we had to wait? We had to wait for it to decompose, didn't we?
Yeah.
So what I think's happened is it's decomposed. Now, where do flies come from?
Eggs, maggots.
Maggots. So the maggots have spawned, they've eaten the rat, and then the maggots have not had anything else. They've turned into... flies.
Merry Christmas.
Because the flies that were coming out, they've obviously gone up like...
Were new?
No.
Hey!
They were dizzy as fuck. You could kill them instantly. So flies, if you see them buzzing around your house, you try and swat them. It's hard.
Mr. Miyagi style.
These, I mean, I was just like, just put an hand out and just tap them and they're dead.
Fruit flies are easy to catch.
But these house flies, I think they've not had any nutrition. All they've had to live off is a dead rat in a wall. And they've got out.
And they've come to a combat situation
and they've come
with Jack Shepherd.
My Aggie. And they don't know what day it is. And I'm like, I'll tell you what day it is. It's Christmas.
I'm going to swat you.
Yeah.
So trimmings have gone vacuumed. It's a 3-day operation.
Yeah. Yeah. Flies are dead. They're done. There's no smell anymore.
When you're talking about flies.
Yeah.
We've never done this on the Soap History. But I just want to put it out there. Top 5 most annoying things to have in your house.
Rodent-wise.
Yeah. Like,
that's what we're talking. We're talking animal-wise.
Top 5 most annoying insects, that type of thing.
Field mice are annoying. Rats have got to be at
field
the top.
Field mice are cute.
They're not when there's loads of them.
Spiders.
They don't go in one. Yeah, but I don't think they're bad. I think you've got to go rat at one.
Moths are shit.
Moths. Daddy long legs.
Yeah.
Moths.
They just bounce around.
I think we had a 100, well over 100 ladybirds on the top of this.
I get ladybirds on my shutter blind.
Yeah. Are they protected? You can't kill them, can you?
No, I think you're thinking of elephants, aren't you?
Bees. No, I'm thinking of ladybirds. You can't kill them. You can't flush them down.
No, you wouldn't anyway. We just leave them and they fly off.
What do ladybirds turn into?
But why do you leave ladybirds?
Do they not turn into caterpillars?
No, I leave them all. We don't get rid of anything in our house.
Bollocks. If there's a fly buzzer, you said it yourself.
Open the window.
You've said it yourself. If there's a moth pissing about.
Grab it.
Eating your fur coat.
Grab it.
Yeah.
Out window.
Pull his wings off.
No, I don't do that. Grab it out window.
So... At one, moth could be at one.
No. Look, what are you going to be more pissed off about? Rat at one.
Yeah, I mean, rat.
Or
rat,
moth at one. Rat is at one. It's okay. The king. Cockroach at two.
We're not getting them.
Have you seen the size of cockroaches?
Yeah.
I saw one in New Zealand. Jack, they're about 4 inch. They're
yeah, but massive. We don't get them in this country.
I like things that can't fly more than I like things that can fly.
Snails.
So I'm thinking,
Slugs.
I think...
Slugs are annoying. That's at three.
I don't like mosquitoes. I don't like flies. Obviously, I don't like a wasp in the house.
Wasps, yeah.
Wasps,
fruit
yeah.
Flies.
Bees are fine.
Should we go fruit flies two, wasp three, what at four?
One is rat. Cockroach has got to be in there somewhere, sure.
We never see them.
Field mice.
I've never seen a field mouse.
You
in
never
my
get
house.
Them in your loft?
I got field mouse in my downstairs kitchen once.
Interesting.
I say that like I've got an upstairs Fox. Kitchen, but I haven't.
You've got two kitchens. I've had that in the third floor kitchen. It's a good flex that you drop it by mistake, yeah. Don't you?
Have
the top kitchen. Which one? The third floor kitchen.
Have you ever had a bird fly into the house?
I've had a bird fly into the window.
A bird in the actual house, though. Pain in the ass.
We had I think it was a crow come down the chimney once and the cat got hold of it. Had a good old go on it.
In lockdown when I was living at mum and dad's, the chickens used to come into the house all the time.
Why?
What, like you've gone back to nature? Because it was like, lockdown.
They'd be upstairs, like in their offices, and I'd come downstairs and because they put the chickens in the back garden rather than like the top garden. And the
top garden, he's pulled it. They put it there, rather than the top garden, which we don't use so much, only in the summer months.
And yeah, they used to just free roam in the house.
There's a squirrel that knocks on my mum's window for food.
Is it?
Like most That's mornings, good. He's Is down it? There every morning, and I saw him. I was over in Leeds this week. She thinks, well, she's bought the house and she thinks the person who lived there used to feed them.
Yeah,
and he comes back and he knocks on the window.
Yeah, don't blame him.
Brass
neck of
him. And we saw him like coming in and out of the garden.
Where's my food?
Yeah.
So we're saying you don't have to have your Christmas decorations up yet. 7th of December, you're all right if you've not got much
I think
yet.
You can do the panic blow up into your 20s there, into your December the 20th.
When are we starting to sit down and watch your Love Actuallys, your Elves, your Die
Hard? That's already started.
Straight
in
on.
In our house, that's already started, yeah. But
Die Hard Christmas Eve.
I said I don't want to do them anymore.
Why not?
I've done them.
But you only do them once a year.
Oh, they watch them again?
Yeah, they want to watch The Holiday. They want to do all that again. And I'm like, it's literally 2 minutes ago since we've watched it.
It has gone quick.
It's gone
year.
Rapid.
It has gone quick.
They go quicker as you get older.
Yeah,
imagine how quick it is for me.
Yeah.
It's literally June and then Christmas. And that's it. That's my year, June and Christmas. That's all I can remember.
Ben, the year might have gone quick.
Yeah.
But has the week gone quick? Has anything happened since we last spoke to you?
My week hasn't been very interesting, but I think... What we all want to know is, did you manage No Nando November?
Yeah.
No Nando's November.
Where's your money? Did I do it? Did I not?
No.
You don't think you did?
Are we counting home Nando's?
No.
But we
can, because it makes no odds.
If it's home Nando's and Nando's, he didn't do it. 1,000,000%.
I'm going just the restaurant. You going in the restaurant or getting the...
Takeaway.
The takeaway.
Both.
Takeaway.
What, you've done both?
No.
He's done both.
We're counting both.
Oh, we're counting?
Yeah.
You've done a takeaway Nando's and...
Yeah.
And
I've eaten
Nando's. I've paid Nando's money to eat their food.
And did you get it on a takeaway or did you go in the restaurant?
Well, either doesn't matter, does it?
But I'm asking you that question.
Oh, are you asking me, have I?
Yeah.
Well, that'd reveal the answer.
Yeah, I am.
Yeah, what's
we're
the
asking
answer?
You to reveal the answer.
It's not the not the biggest thing ever going. It's not
so, have I had a Nando's in November?
Oh, here we go. Hold on. There's some caveat here. The way he said it is like a policeman. It's like PC Tinker saying it. Have I, in a court of law, had a Nando's in November?
I have had one, yeah.
You have?
Yeah, I lasted 12 days.
There we go. There
decent, we go. That, though.
12 days is good.
Yeah.
Decent. Stop talking like you went without water.
It's nearly 2 weeks.
So in the entirety of November, I've eaten, I've had one Nando's delivery. I've eaten in Nando's once.
Hold on, the border's got broken. The dam got broken.
I've cooked it at home once.
Oh, you've done that as well?
Yeah.
It's the triple threat. You've done them all. Three.
No, but I did.
You basically had a Nando's once a week. I'll tell you what, I've done well for November once a week.
I did 12 days of not having it.
And then absolutely.
Yeah, but normally fell we're off talking. We normally we're talking four times a week.
I suppose.
So, result, high five.
So it's progress.
Ooh, it's progress.
Progress.
What did you eat?
Yeah, nothing.
As a replacement,
grapes.
My meal prep. A lot of Pink Ladies. Damn. Apples. A lot of chicken and rice, like chicken fried rice.
Kind of Nando's-y rice.
No,
but not Nando's-y.
I would have like, I'd have...
chicken and rice in a wrap.
Rice, egg, chicken, sweet chilli sauce, that kind of stuff. But Jack, I started losing too much weight. I needed to eat more.
Oh, did you?
Because I've not been able to hit my goals.
Mm.
What's your goals? What do you mean, what's your goals?
How much like protein I want to intake.
Oh, okay.
Because
me and Ben, we've been hitting the gym, haven't we, Ben?
You tell me what to do and I just walk around.
Yeah, I walk around.
The gym earlier was great. It had Craig Tinker, Nick Tilsley and Dev Allahan. Like all...
The Big Dev.
Yeah.
Big Dev just does arms.
Just
massive.
Arms. All day.
Don't get off.
No.
Just pure like this. He's there all day like that.
Yeah.
Pure pump.
All he ever does. Yeah.
Hold on. Didn't you run a race?
I did run a race. Around the Wilmslow 10K.
Did you win?
I didn't win.
Oh.
I came 248th.
Out of?
I imagine there were a lot.
246,000.
4,500.
Wow, yeah.
Yeah. Do you want to know what time?
Go on.
10K.
He won't know.
What do you think the average is? I do know because you ran the other one in 35 minutes, didn't you?
What's
the 10K? You ran a 10K in 35 minutes.
I didn't run a 10K in 35.
You did?
I didn't.
And you were really pissed off because it wasn't 30. No? Have I dreamt that?
No, I think you're talking about the marathon or something. Or half marathon.
Yeah, no, that's something
He won't know. He won't know. Right, he I did it know. In 14 minutes.
No, I didn't. I did it in 30.
Jesse Owens.
I did it in 39 minutes and 10 seconds.
That's good.
You don't know if it's good or not. So
you're what I love that though. It's the confidence. Though, that's good.
It's but brilliant.
I don't that's understand good. Why I would ever take a compliment from you ever now.
About running.
He doesn't know the
times.
No, but
running, I've no idea.
No, but no one does unless they run.
Unless they
no
do
one
it.
Does.
Unless they do it. Yeah. I don't
it's not
it.
A kind of thing someone goes, hey, what have you been up to? What's your 10K
are you,
pace?
The goal used to be getting it less than an hour.
Completing it, just finishing.
Well,
just,
that was yeah, obviously initially.
Just getting your trainers on with the start. Yeah.
Don't die.
And then, but after like a couple of months of running, probably after 6 months of running, the goal used to be, can I do it in under an hour? And now I can do it in under 40 minutes.
That's good. That's progress. Good. That's progress.
Eventually, that's progress. It'd be under 10.
Yeah, I wonder if, just putting it out there, if I had, you know, if I, in school, if I'd decided not to have been a fat bastard and I'd decided to start running.
Yeah.
Could I have been in the Olympics?
Yeah.
Yeah. You would have got a gold.
Yeah.
So let's look back on that now. Yeah.
I think you start anything off as a kid, you can do anything.
I think you would have been the fastest man on earth.
I agree. Over distance, never short distance.
No, you're not a short distance runner.
No.
But I think over the old 10,000 K... 10,000 kilometres.
10,000 to Australia 10,000 K.
He's unbeatable. He's the only one in the race. 10,000.
England to Australia and back in a day.
Fast. He used his Garmin. No, I think you would have you could have. God, what a thing to look back on. If you'd started that earlier, you would literally be Sir Colson Smith.
Mm-hmm. I think I would.
Fastest man on 2 feet.
Yeah. But no, we settle in for 248th in the Wilmslow 10K.
Do you know what? You'd take it, wouldn't you? What do you think if you'd started, Jack, when you were young?
Mm.
What do you think would have been your thing?
Yeah, you'd want to sort of aim to like be in the Olympics, wouldn't you, and win all that.
What would you be in the Olympics?
I think you'd be snooker or something.
100 metre.
Would you? 100 metre. Too small.
No. 100 metres.
You're too small and slight. Do you know what you'd be good at?
100 metres. I have never seen someone least capable of running.
Sonic.
You're like
it's a piece
tiny.
Of piss. It's 10 seconds.
You're like if it rained, it would blow you away.
You don't need it. It's 10 seconds.
You need big power muscle.
I think climbing. You could climb.
Not tall enough.
Is he not?
Tall, you need to be ranger.
Right. No, you don't. You've got don't need
I'll tell
to
you,
be
I'll tell you what. I'll tell you
what. He weighs 5 stone.
I'll tell you what you do.
Triple jump.
Nope. None of that. None of
diving?
Nope. None of good sport. Nothing. He would be the cox in rowing. Yeah. Stroke.
Oh, no. That's stroke. Shit.
You'd be sat there. Like,
that's shit. Oh, they don't even get a medal.
No,
they're not.
But you would have been in the Olympics.
Like target shooting stroke. Or something like that.
Archery. Because I've got the best vision in the world.
Yes.
Yes.
But I've cheated.
You've had laser.
I've had laser surgery.
You'd be tested.
I was talking to my kids about this at the weekend of my eye laser surgery. And I was telling them that I've actually got really good eye thing. And they were like, oh my God, does that mean we're going to have like genetically really good thing? And I went, well, no. I went, genetically, you'll have shit eyes. Because my eyes were shit, so that I had to have them lasered. And then that really deflated them. I was like...
I wonder why.
Probably you... I went,
oh, do you think we'll have good eyes, Dad? No, you'll have shit eyes like me.
When you get to 21, you won't be able to see.
And you'll get them lasered.
And then you'll get them lasered. Then it'll be amazing.
Yeah.
So as we're coming up to Christmas, obviously, everyone's starting to feel a little bit Christmassy, unless you're Ben
Price. I struggle. We're Christmassy now.
We tried to give you Christmas spirit. Well, we're not, but we're recording it in fucking November for 7th of December.
No, but even in December, even like 20th, 21st, at work.
Well, you finish on Mad Friday, don't you? You finish on the 22nd.
Yeah, I won't go home till the 23rd.
So you'll get home on the 23rd, Christmas Eve.
I'll leave on the 24th.
You'll go back to Manchester Christmas Eve. We got the Mass Zoom. That might get you in the
Mass Zoom's
spirit.
Coming up. Do we announce that now, Henry?
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, Henry's eating. What's he eating? Caught him.
Fruit pastels.
We all shared ass.
Hold on. Now. We just got to talk to the viewers here. Sometimes.
I've got three left to leave you.
He's looking at us like, you take those three off.
I hope there's a red one in there. I don't believe there's any of those purple shit.
I'm not massive on fruit pastels because they get stuck in your teeth a lot, don't they? They're quite
They're green and yellow. Green and yellow, they're shite. They're always left.
You like the fruit pastel though?
Yeah.
We had sour watermelons. You didn't hold back on them, did you? But you didn't offer a fruit pastel.
Did you have any of my Haribo?
No.
No.
It's all gone.
Oh, it's all gone now.
Can I?
So the Mass Zoom,
you've got to be on Patreon for that. We've got to be on Patreon.
And if you aren't on Patreon and you want to get on it, simply go on to www.patreon.com/onthesofa. As I'm sure you know, Patreons are paid for subscription platform. There's loads of extra content of On The Sofa there.
Oof.
We talk about it right at the back end of this episode. It's quite funny. We give each other jobs and all that stuff. But one of the things you get is you get a Mass Zoom, which is us basically going live on Zoom, doing a bit of a show, then having a question and answer session with you guys. We get to see everyone, don't we?
These boys think it's going to last an hour. I said it's 3 minutes.
Yeah.
But I think it might be an hour.
We'll have a TV screen where we can see everybody's faces. And we're going to do this on the evening, I believe... 7:30 English time. Is that right?
Christmas Eve, 11 p.m.
Is it 7:30?
12 a.m. the 24th.
7:30 p.m. London, England time.
GMT.
Thursday, the 21st of December.
There we go. You heard it now. They've been calling for it. The Mass Zoom. We've listened to them, and now to the 21st of December at 7:30 GMT.
Are we excited? I wonder what sort of
7:30 at night?
Yeah.
And we're not doing like a day sesh?
I'll be at work.
We've got to think about our Canadians.
I suppose, yeah.
What time? Shall we see what time that is around the world?
Are they about 5-6 hours behind?
Yeah.
Canada, depending where you are in Canada.
7:30 in Canada. In
Ottawa.
Half two.
Perfect.
Oh, 5 hours. I said that, didn't I?
Test me on a time zone and I know it. If that came up on the chase, I would beat them all. Time zone, go. Japan. Tokyo. -7.
In Australia.
God, it's good.
In Australia, it's the morning. Auckland, it's 8:30 in the morning.
Perfect.
If you're in Brisbane, you've got to wake up at 5:30. That's pretty early. I think that's
Canada's the big one.
LA,
yeah,
11:30 a.m.
Yeah, LA is cool.
They can do that.
Toronto, you'll get my brother 2:30 p.m. Vancouver, 11:30 in the morning.
There we go.
Can we say fairer than that?
Yeah. So 7:30 English time. On the 21st of December, we'll be in here. Yeah. We'll be on the mass Zoom.
There could be quite a lot of people on that mass Zoom. You're only going to get an invite if you're on the Patreon.
Yeah.
It's not to the hundreds of thousands that listen.
No.
It's to a very select bunch.
And so make sure you do get on the Patreon. Should we take a quick break?
Mm-hmm.
But make sure you come back for part two, where we are going to be talking all things the new film that is on Netflix, The Killer. And here is what is coming up in part two.
Get the Christmas trimmings down. We're going to South America.
In like
Guadalajara,
Vietnam, or Bangkok, or Taiwan. Just somewhere I'd never get found just for a couple of years because a pale 6'1" ginger would never fit in there.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
Welcome back to part two of On the Sofa with Coulson, Jack and Ben. Part two of On the Sofa is all about the new film that is on Netflix. It's The Killer. It's by David Fincher. It's starring Michael Fassbender. It's very, very spoken about. Speaking of new films, Saltburn Cinema, unbelievable for me.
You said that
my film of the year,
really?
My film of the year. That's all I'm gonna say.
Not Barbie or Oppenheimer.
No, Oppenheimer was great. Saltburn's my film of the year. It's not. It's not as good as Oppenheimer, but it's my film of the year.
Oh, there we go. Oh. I was waiting for the caveat, which is It's not as good as a very good film.
Because I forgot. But it's my, I forgot about Oppenheimer.
Yeah, and he's shat himself. Once you mention Oppenheimer, he's
I want you to watch it.
Saltburn's up by Newcastle.
Yeah.
Is it about Newcastle?
It's not Saltburn on Sea. Is that what you're thinking?
It's called Saltburn.
Yeah.
Is it not based there?
No, it's
but
based...
it is in the UK, though, isn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, it is. It's based
is
on
it a made up place?
Stately
it's
home,
based
isn't
on a
it?
Stately home called Saltburn. Yeah. But we're not talking about Saltburn. We're talking about The Killer. And I get to give you a synopsis.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Are we ready?
Mm.
I think this should be short.
Oh, hang on, let's not give him any fucking tips. Let's see how shit he does first.
Okay.
The Killer is a film about a hitman who is given a job to make a killing and it goes wrong. He kills the wrong person. He returns to his home in the Dominican Republic to go into hiding. When he gets to his home, two other hitmen have gone into his house, attacked his girlfriend. This is the ultimate hitman on hitman revenge.
Not bad.
Not bad. I would have gone super short.
I know, yeah.
But you do, you know, synopsis.
Yeah. Not bad. Shit hitman, isn't he?
Story-wise, I watched In Bruges 2 weeks ago. And it's the same story. Hitman goes into hiding because he kills the wrong person on a job and he works out that he's going to get killed.
Mm.
In Bruges, he's in Bruges because Harry wants him to enjoy his last few days before he kills him.
Mm.
He's going to get killed, isn't he? He's fucked up the job. So he does the killing instead. Very similar stories then.
Would you, if you are studying a building... and you've slept there all the night and seen where people are.
Mm.
And then you're going to set up all the gun and whatever. Would you leave the light on?
Does he leave the light on?
It's a light. He has a light that puts him in silhouette when he's looking at the whole building for the whole of that night. Then he has that red fire.
I quite liked the opening. I didn't mind that.
I bet it's a good book.
Yes.
Is it a book?
Yeah, it's a book graphic novel.
Yeah.
I got the feeling that the opening was meant to be silent. And then so there's
it was silent.
It's him voiceover.
I think it was probably meant to be silent. There's a film, one of my favourite films, which I won't make you watch, but it's called Le Samurai. It's got Alain Delon in it.
He's
a hitman. Made in the 60s. He's got nothing. So he has nothing in his flat, nothing anywhere, apart from a bird. That's it in his flat. And he goes to kill someone, he's hit. Now, you know, he was saying you dress in ordinary clothes and no one notices. He does this hit dressed in a raincoat and a hat. And he's got to make a hit on this guy. He walks into the nightclub in front of everyone, shoots him, puts his gun away and walks out. And no one can remember what he looked like. Everyone's in such shock they can't remember. And it's showing that when people get panicked or frightened, and he knows that, you won't in a lineup be able to know who he is. But then Michael Fassbender's character hides, misses, and then goes out the building where he's just shot someone straight away and gets his electric bike. And they're on him within seconds.
But he had the plan whilst he was on the bike to get rid of everything.
Why is he taking that shot? When she's dancing, like
he had loads of time.
Like he was waiting for his heart rate.
Yeah, but there's the escort in front of the guy, sort of like giving him a lap dance. He's like, why is he even attempting to do a shot of a guy that's happening?
He wouldn't take it until his heart rate was low enough, and then his heart rate was low enough, and he took the shot, and she moved.
Well, she sort of stood in front of him.
She stood in front of him a bit, and then he plans his escape, which is go out the front of the building.
Yeah.
Well, you've just shot someone.
But he does say the ultimate disguise is to just be unnoticeable.
I know, but they're onto him within seconds.
What about him eating a bacon egg McMuffin without the McMuffin?
Without the bread.
Does he say he goes to McDonald's because everybody goes to McDonald's and you never sort of take note of anybody in McDonald's? Does he say something like that?
It felt confused to me. In one bit, he was hiding away. In the next bit, he's smashing a phone on a pavement to get rid of it. Mm. So like, you'd notice that.
He balls is up the thingy, doesn't he? He kills the escort,
yeah,
doesn't
he? Kills the wrong person.
So he goes home.
For me, though, that opening scene which is a long 20-minute scene with a voiceover. I am thinking he's obviously the best of the best.
That's what
he's so good. Yep. He's rented a building where a man throws the post in to the door.
Mm. But just let me have it. I'm thinking he's the best of the best, yeah? Then when he misses, I go, oh, fuck, he's missed.
For like the first time.
Yes. This isn't what's meant to be. So that was the opening to the film that I got. I didn't read as much into it of the maybe him being a bit sloppy. I thought he's anal, he's on it, he's missed. Mm. That's where I was at.
It's nothing personal, is it?
No.
But he takes it personal.
Yeah.
But he goes home and they've roughed his missus up, haven't they?
Yeah.
Looking for him. And they've put her in hospital. And then he immediately gets on a plane to go and find the guys. Rather than just escape with the missus.
He goes to New Orleans to find the guy who's obviously... He's the lawyer, but he's obviously the guy who's been doing the bookings, isn't he?
Yeah.
And he goes to visit him and he... I mean, you see a very cool thing about... I like that bit where he says there's something like there's 400,000 lockups in the United States of America. I've got lockups in 40 of them or whatever. So, and then his lockup and how he does it, he reverses the van. But that's the thing, in one way,
he's meticulous.
Yeah.
And another way, he's got a house with a girlfriend in Costa Rica that they find within seconds.
But isn't that because the lawyer's giving him the...
Yeah, but he must know that.
I don't think he's expecting to miss. I don't think he's ever expecting to make a mistake.
Well, it doesn't sound you're very thorough, does it? You miss and then your life's destroyed.
That fight with the other hitman in the house, that's good.
In Florida.
That's good.
The guy he's fighting, yeah, he's massive. He's huge.
Yeah, he's massive. He's a hitman
who doesn't shoot the dog.
But he also knows a bit of jiu-jitsu. But
Ben, do you not think... There's quite a lot. There's quite a lot because he won't kill the dog.
No.
And do you not think there's quite a lot of it where it's a bit odd how he's soft at times?
You'd kill the dog. It's got too many anomalies.
Why is he feeding the dog?
Why is he bothering? Go here, poochie, poochie, and then
feeding it sleeping pills. It's like just shoot it.
It was a bit weird that Fassbender's character was all meticulous, and suddenly it goes wrong, and he becomes utterly unmeticulous.
But is that not what he keeps saying? Because it's a revenge story. And he says over and over again, stick to the job, do the right thing, keep to the plan. He's not on the plan. The plan's failed. He shot the prostitute. He didn't shoot the man he was meant to shoot. Mm. So the plan's gone
wrong. But surely if you're really good, you have a plan for which, if it goes right or wrong, surely.
Or if you're that good, you never have to plan for it going wrong.
I don't know.
That's how I saw it. The one thing I don't understand is when he goes to the client, the billionaire, who's obviously paid for this hit in the first place, why didn't he kill him?
He just says, I'll come back if you didn't. You just...
I didn't mind him leaving him alive. I don't get actually why Tilda Swinton and the Florida hitman, why don't they kill his wife? Why do they leave her a witness? They go
She jumped out the window, didn't she? That's what she says. That's why she's so scarred.
No, I think she'd made it out like they'd roughed up for
information. No, she jumped out the first floor window. That's why the window was smashed. So he followed her. When he went in, he saw the blood, didn't he? And the window was smashed. Mm. She smashed through the window. She jumped through the window and ran.
And escaped.
Yeah, I am...
But also Tilda Swinton's just got a house that he could find.
But then, because he's got it on their invoices.
Yeah.
On the roller deck.
I think that's believable. He has
a roller deck of hitmen.
He has to go.
He basically tricked Gloria, doesn't he? Glory.
I like how he killed her. No,
back down the stairs.
In a shock.
She was walking down the steps and it was a shock, wasn't it? Twisted her neck.
Yeah.
And then she just
It seemed to be very... He seemed to have a billion passports.
Yeah. He's the best hitman in the world. That's how I've seen it. He's the best hitman in the world who's made a mistake, and he's also got a lot of money. He's getting 200 grand a kill.
Yeah, I don't know.
And then at the end, does he just stop it? Because he's killed the guy who gives him the jobs.
Yeah, he just stops. I don't know. I just was a bit like, at one point he's good, and the next bit he's a bit crap.
Tilda Swinton, she sort of sums it up, doesn't she? When he sort of sat at the table in the restaurant. Where he's gone to kill her, and him just by sitting down next to her at the table, She knows who he is. Yeah. She knows he's
she's
there.
She knows she's dying.
But she says, why have you run the risk even just coming in here? Why not wait until I'm in my car?
Just kill her. He was sat next to a red light and he was going to kill her and he didn't.
Because it were a woman. And I don't know if he expected that.
He knew it was a woman.
He knew it was a woman. He saw her come out.
Well, then why did he
stop? It was a weird looking woman and a big
suddenly,
man.
I suddenly thought there's this guy who's ultimately ruthless, who sleeps on a board, on a board to kill someone, misses, and then suddenly has all of these things he won't do. And then you're right, suddenly goes, sits in a restaurant, gets seen by everyone.
Yeah.
And then she's shot.
Because she says, all I have to do now is scream.
Yeah, and it's over.
And then everybody's going to know, like,
who you are
type thing.
Yeah. She goes, oh,
she slips on the ice, doesn't she?
She slips on the ice. She has a knife.
She had a knife in her
arm. I thought she was very good, Tilda Swinton. I really liked her.
I thought she was good.
I thought she's fantastic.
Hitmen, yeah. Obviously, we know Jack had a career once as a hitman because me and you found... Jack's Twitter got deactivated, didn't it? Basically, Jack...
Did it?
Well, no. You lost your tick and everything. We all lost our ticks now.
I had to create a Twitter account, didn't I? Didn't I have to...
You used to have a big Twitter. You used to use the Twitter back in the day.
Yeah. And well, everyone did.
Yeah, but now you don't use it. And now you've not got your account.
I don't think anybody does, do they?
I think people still have it, but you don't have your account anymore, do you?
I don't think so. I don't know any passwords or emails. I remember
being sat with Ben... And being like, oh, Jack's just tweeted something, which I thought was weird. And Jack had tweeted at Unisoft.
I remember this.
Letting them know about the glitch on level 4 of Hitman the game on PS4. Yeah.
And I was wondering when some update was going to be available.
1 million followers. I've just got a little question because it's stopping my game playing.
Did you like your Hitman?
Hitman was good as a game. It was really good.
Do you think you'd be a good hitman? This is obviously hypothetically.
I think the best type of hitmen are the ones who don't fucking miss, like Tom Cruise in Collateral.
Yeah, that's a very good film.
He's just got a 9mm and he just goes around. It's bat, 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 and it's quick, and you're done.
Kills everyone.
Yeah,
I think it was. I think it was what I thought would have been more interesting. What I thought was Fassbender misses. And then I thought, he's going to pack all his stuff and he's going to have to run over there.
To get him. Yeah.
There is no not getting him.
Yeah.
It's like, no, you're paid to get him.
Yeah.
So now you've got to do the thing which you don't want to do, which is kill everyone to get him. Because what kind of got me was, once he missed, he would know what the consequences are. He would know.
Isn't that why he runs straight home?
Yeah, but it's like you'd make sure you had a bit more of a go than just, I've missed, done, I'm off. You'd go, or you blow the whole building up. You'd do something that you would go, oh, I can't, I've got to finish this job off.
Yeah.
And it didn't seem to have that edge to it. And suddenly it became...
He didn't take a second shot.
He didn't take a second shot.
No, he didn't.
No.
When he had a full round of magazines, because I watched him put all the bullets in.
But it just didn't have that side to him, which was, if I'd seen that other side, which was panicked and gone, oh. Because I felt he missed and he got and he went, oh, I'm not going to get my money. Whereas he must have known, God, this is going to be.
Do you think you'd be better?
Well, I don't think I'd be doing it. I think what is interesting about, especially like that film I was saying, The Samurai, it's a bit like what Jack was saying. He doesn't make any bones about, I'm not going to miss.
Yeah.
I'm so close to the target I need to get to, then that's it.
Did you see my similarities between that and In Bruges?
Yeah.
Yeah, but I mean, just dialogue-wise, I just didn't think there was enough weight to this film. It wasn't showing me anything different.
What about...
About a hitman.
In terms of Fincher and his style of works.
I still don't... Yeah, I don't think it was classic Fincher.
It's not very dark.
I think you've got to say... I think if you're going to do a hitman story, I think you have to say something different about it, or else it just becomes, I don't know, a bit indiscriminate.
I think this was your standard Netflix weak story, decent-ish film. Mm.
It's one of those Friday night, Saturday night.
Yeah.
Fassbender's a good actor, Fincher's a good director.
But I think they've just got a big name to it, but it's you kind of it's a you bit know, thin. You know, Netflix make 4 or 5 good films a year.
Yeah,
I think it's just one of them.
It just found I just felt it was a bit thin. The story got a bit thin, and then we ended up being on a plane a lot.
I still liked it, and I liked the idea of the fact that he can just do anything. He's got unlimited money, unlimited resources. He changes identity every time. Mm. He can fly to here. He can fly to there. But he can do that.
That story, and I think this is where it ties in with it being probably a book written a while ago. It, like even he said, there's just millions of cameras. So those stories of thousands of passports and thousands of different names just don't work anymore. It just isn't possible.
Maybe it was a whole book.
It looked like it was an old book with an old story, and you go, God, this guy's great. He's got loads of money and loads of passports. Mm. And now you go, well, it's a fake passport.
Okay, so... Obviously, hypothetically speaking,
I've stopped you, mate.
This fake, is never fake going to
John at Customs. Has hey, hold on, world's hold best on. Assassin yeah. from getting through at Gatwick,
Stansted.
Hold up, pal.
Hold on, let me rub the photo. You made this up. I know. I can see right through you.
Hypothetically speaking,
yeah.
Okay, we're all assassins.
Yeah,
hitmen. Yeah, we're on a job.
Yeah,
it goes wrong.
Yeah.
Where are we running away to? Let's say we're in South America.
Immediately, the first place you go to, which no one would dare go to, Cass. You'd be perfectly safe.
Straight.
You're not
Cass.
Getting back on a plane, are you?
No.
Jack, you can go. We've got unlimited resources.
Yeah, but we're not getting back
well.
On a plane.
He does well. He has the shave. But, he gets changed.
But, I mean, that in itself,
okay,
the
so
shave.
If we're in South America, yeah, you're going to have to get in a car, aren't you?
Yeah.
First off, and
or,
you have to
or
drive
or a motorbike.
So if you're in Brazil or wherever, yeah. you're going to have to drive to, like, I don't know, Bolivia.
But the thing somewhere. Is, there's no way you can go.
Let's have Jack's bulletproof plan, and then I'll have your bulletproof plan of what you would do.
Yeah, I think try and cross a border and fly out from a different country.
To where?
Home, somewhere, wherever. Well, maybe not home.
What, Leeds?
No,
somewhere. They'll never find me there.
Like a different, I don't know, like a different house that you might have. I don't know.
Like a different house. Where did, can't find him. I would hide in a bush.
I'd go on my third kitchen. That's where
I'd go in my second garden like you've got, and they'd never get me.
I would vacate the country, but I wouldn't go home. If
how
if
are you that, vacating the country just it, by clicking your
canoe?
Fingers?
If this is the end of a, if that's the end of a hitman's
swim.
Career, yeah. Whatever happens, the collateral damage that happens around it happens. If my entire family die, all my loved ones get killed because I've cocked up, well, that happens. I would take all the money I can get.
He's speaking,
so
like
you'd have a backup. You'd have a backup. You'd basically say, like what Oppenheimer says to his wife.
New Zealand.
When shit's going to go down, he says, maybe bring the washing in. Yeah. That's what he says. Yeah. So maybe have a code word with your wife to say, you know what to do. Grab the kids.
Yeah.
Get the passports.
New Zealand.
Yeah. Bring the washing in.
Yeah, bring the washing in so that she knows shit's gone down. And he's fucking missed.
I would go.
Hey, where are you off to, Carol? He's missed, isn't he? He's missed a nightmare.
I'd go somewhere for a bit where
I'd South America.
Cancel bingo.
Cancel bingo. Get the Christmas trimmings down. We're going to South America.
In like...
Guadalajara.
Vietnam or Bangkok or Taiwan. Just somewhere I'd never get found just for a couple of years because of... pale 6'1" ginger person would never fit in there.
Never what a hitman. What a hitman. What a master of
blends
disguise.
In.
Blends in. It's extraordinary.
He could have gone Sweden, Denmark. No.
He went to
Taiwan.
Southeast Asia. What?
The Killer, Netflix, Michael Fassbender, David Fincher, new, big and hyped. My film choice, picked it, wanted to watch it. Watched it on Sunday night. It was a great film to watch on Sunday night. I thought, I think it's ideal for that weekend watch, just getting into it. Slightly disappointing, but still liked it. I did like it a lot. 7.7.
5.
Wow.
I think it's a fine 5.
Wow. Okay.
I'll never watch
it
ever again.
Yeah, no, will I? Probably.
So why have you gone 7s?
I just thought, I liked it.
It's a shitter.
I liked it.
Funny enough, the number I had in my head as well was 5. Annoyed me because
It can be. I mean,
good director.
Yeah.
Good actor. Good actor. Could have been a relatively interesting story.
You think it missed? Pardon the pun.
Yeah.
But it's not. I have to be honest. I find Hitman stories now boring. It's like this really weird fantasy that you're this guy who kills people and gets away with it. I'm just like,
are there hitmen in real life?
I think that probably has to be.
Maybe there is, but I don't think there's this kind of Hollywood-esque. I just get really tired of that kind of glorification of what it is. And
are they always revenge stories?
I don't think a revenge story per se like that is very interesting. If he's either fallible or not. He's either completely infallible, a bit like John Wick, who just seems to kill everyone,
or Bond,
or he is fallible, in which case it's very difficult. I don't know, it seemed to want to tell one story, then suddenly...
If he'd have killed the dog, would it have washed better with you?
It was interesting he didn't kill the dog, and I thought, I wonder why. I wonder if it's someone in Netflix or... I don't know. There was, to me, it seemed incredulous that the man who can kill people then decides to sort of half tranquilize the dog, because he didn't kill the dog.
No.
He tranquilized the dog.
Yeah.
I don't know. It just... same as Jack 5. I just think it's just a bit of an old story. Yeah. At least in Bruges, you had that very, very quick
dialogue.
Yeah. And it was actually all a bit messed
and
up.
And I think, I mean, it's 17.7. Yeah. I think one thing that let me down is when I've said to you, yeah, I've given it a 7.7, which is a good rating, but I've said, I think this is just a good, generic new film on Netflix. I don't think it's a David Fincher film. I don't think it's got any of his personality.
Fassbender's good, and I was a bit like,
you give the rating for Fincher and Fassbender.
I haven't. I give the rating for watching a bit of a cheesy film on Netflix.
7.7 is high for a cheese film.
Maybe I did. Maybe I
for a cheesy film on Netflix.
I gave Coyote Ugly an 8.
Well, there we go.
It's not Fire in the Sky.
We'd normally wait till the end of the episode to find out what we're watching, but I'm going to give you the opportunity to tell us what you've got in store for us next week.
Oh, yeah, now. It's your pick.
It's my pick. I am going back to
the future.
I'm going back to the future. No, I'm going back to an audience pick that didn't make it.
Ah.
But I want to see it.
Okay.
So that's how the morning show.
Okay, back on the TV series.
Have you not watched it?
I haven't watched it, and I just want to get into it, and I just wanted to watch it, and I just thought it could be very interesting. So I wanted to. I think what happened was after I watched The Killer, I wanted to watch something non-generic that I thought, crikey, this is a new story.
Yeah. It's Billy Crudup up for me.
Yeah,
in that
Apple TV.
Yeah,
very highly rated. Very successful. Won everything ever you can win.
Yeah, I just think I wanted to see it. I think it won a lot.
You might have made that up. But yeah.
I wanted to see what it was like. So I thought, let's pick it. I'll watch it.
So next week, we're going to talk all things The Morning Show. So by the way, if you don't know, when we're doing the series, all us do is we hope that one of us has seen the full series, but the three of us just sit down and watch the first episode.
I've seen two series of The Morning Show, but I haven't seen the current one. I think that's three. What they do, though, they cover real world events that actually happen in the world. Yeah, so the pandemic's on there.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, and all the wars and everything.
Oh, that's very clever. Yeah.
That is clever. Now is a time in the episode where we talk to you about how you can find employment. Because here at On The Sofa Land, we give out jobs to every single member of our Patreon. For those of you that don't know, Patreon, it is our paid-for subscription platform where you get bonus content of Sofa Cinema Club. This bonus content, you get two extra episodes a month. You get an episode of Jack's Famous Friends. You get a question and answer session, which came out a couple of days ago, I think, Henry, didn't it?
Yeah.
So you got a question and answer session. That's every single month. As we spoke about earlier in the episode...
shuffling papers in the back. Yeah.
It's like all pastel. He can say is yes or no, innit?
Nope.
Henry, can you say anything else?
Nope.
We know comedy.
Yeah.
We know comedy. the mass zoom that we spoke about earlier in the episode, that's on there too.
We've already done it. It was great.
And you get to watch all of these episodes as they come out on
the Patreon, don't you? Me and Jack and Ben, we're all waving now at the camera.
I've got my new glasses on.
We're all waving now.
Yeah, you're
get
Italian.
To see Ben's new glasses. Italian,
because if you want to see my new glasses, which when I put them on, Jack went, I think they're shit. Your other ones were much better.
Like them fold-up ones you get out of the cracker.
And we have got four people who have gone on to www.patreon.com/ on the sofa.
You're missing a fake nose and it's them glasses.
Put
that's
them
what it is.
Put
that's
on.
What it is. It's them. Yeah.
Yeah.
Them.
Yeah. Like you get them free in a magazine.
That's very good. Yeah.
There's four people who have gone on to www.patreon.com/onthesofa, and they are four people who we're welcoming into the land of sofa land for a job.
The land. This
so I've got the first
week.
Job.
Oh, he's gone and quit.
I never get to
he's
go first.
He's shotgun to name it. Jack.
I never get. So in the sofa land, as we've got it, you've got to kind of got you've got different like a bit of a fairground, haven't you?
Eight. I caught Nancy and Jack riding the fucking alpacas. I was working late.
Mate, you did.
I was working late. Yeah?
Yeah.
I've come out.
Working late?
I was working late.
In the bar.
Jack and Nancy? Apparently, he said they'd been at Terry Tequila's tequila night.
What has she made of tequila?
I don't know. Why were you riding the alpacas?
I don't know. I'll have to get my lawyers onto it in the morning. What is it? Terry Cunningham and who?
Oh, that was good. Yeah, that I can't remember. Good. Write in if you remember.
Terry Cunningham and...
K.
Terry Cunningham and K.
Yeah.
Or Cunningham and K, Terry.
But, so, Ben, you were saying, as you enter, past the alpaca farm.
A lot of my business decisions, some people will read business books or... you know, look at the papers or make business decisions on what people have done before. I don't.
Okay.
I like to go to a mystic. And the mystic I go and see is Beth Prophet.
That's brilliant.
I like it. Very good.
I like
spelt
it.
As in
yeah, the prophet. Head of mysticism, Beth Prophet.
I like it.
Okay. You mentioned the alpacas before.
Yes.
They've become a little bit woolly. Of the alpacas.
Dave Woolen said about this the other day.
With having to shave them and what we
Dave
have.
Dave Woolen, head of stats.
Yeah, he said, now I'm not doing the woolly jumpers. The alpacas look like you could get a jumper out of
well,
them.
Well, they've got a bit thick, so they need shearing, and we need to store the wool because we're going to sell it to make the jumpers and everything.
Are we still making films?
Yeah. We're still making films on the sofa.
And do people ever come to the cinema?
Yeah.
Ben's got
we've
a load
a strike.
Of projectors.
We've had a strike. And the strike's just been called off, so we're back on.
Yeah, but we have a place to store all the wool from the alpacas.
And, yeah.
The person who's looking after that is Abby.
Just Abby.
Cutting.
Just Abby.
Abby was going to be the one that I stole, Abby. But it was terrible. Abby, head of storing alpaca.
Wool.
Storing wool.
That is a
good
shit
job. Well, don't give us a shit name. Give us a surname and she might have had a fucking chance. But she hasn't. She's gone, Abby. So that's where you are. You're in a fucking Abby.
You know where...
You're right. You can't argue with that.
You know where...
You always ask us this. We don't.
Right.
We don't. It's made up. We don't know where it is. So you there's know where the stairs come down. You take a left and then a right. Then you go through a nightclub and you end up in a toilet.
There's a derelict.
Head of four toilets is.
There's a derelict land, yeah?
Oh, fuck.
Is there?
There is.
Is there fuck
you know. You know where the Reynolds garage is on the corner?
Oh, yeah.
There's obviously. There's a couple.
It's not our land.
No, there's acres. It is. There's acres and acres
no,
around
the
there.
No,
that we haven't used.
The Reynolds
there's
not
There's acres
ours.
And acres of land there that we
keep,
haven't
keep
used.
Keep building on their land.
Listen.
There's more land than the. In a continent.
And
sofa cinema continent.
Ben
Whoa.
Spoke
oh, on the continent.
Ben spoke to me the other day and said,
we need more land.
This film that I'm doing, with all the cars, we're burning through them quickly. I could almost do with a scrapyard. And I was like, right, okay, we can have a scrapyard because we'll build the scrapyard in almost an L shape around the Renault garage. So then... It's not to do with us. It kind of shits on their property a little bit. So I've built this L shape, yeah? And it's just, it's a scrap yard. It's got loads of the cars that we use as stunt cars. There's still some there, and then there's some that are for scrap. But we've got one really important job there on the scrap yard, which is just dealing with the fuel gauges and the person who's in charge of that is Amy Gage.
Oh, God.
That is shit.
What do you mean?
Head of gauges.
Head of fuel.
You could have had someone. You could have had someone who looks at the heating.
No.
For the whole of the fuel gauges.
Fuel gauges.
Amy Gage.
Oh,
yeah.
We'll always remember it.
Yeah. Anyway. Ah, right. I've got it. There's loads and loads and loads of grass.
Yeah.
In the land.
Yeah.
Needs looking after. Is this the acres near the scrapyard?
No. You always ask us that. No, just grass everywhere. There's grass on everything.
Yeah,
but we've grassed
everywhere.
Doesn't
the head of gardener take care of the grass?
Yeah, but no, but there's
the
one.
The alpacas keep it fairly short.
If you want it, you want it green. You don't want it brown. Adam Brown, head of grass.
If you want to get a job next week, simply go on over to www.patreon.com/onthesofa. Sign up there. You get a job next week. You also get to join us on the 21st of December, where we are doing our mass Zoom for Christmas. Before we go, Jack, you're desperate to do it. If people want to get in touch.
Your WhatsApp number is 07457-404-612. If you're outside UK, +44 747 404 612!
! Anyone texting now? Not really.
Yeah, text. It'll be on the Monday episode.
Okay.
We'll be back here next week where we're talking all things The Morning Show. Then Jack might pick us a Christmas film.
Oh, is it my go?
Bye.
Bye-bye.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.